Stepneyall Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Culture Vulture.
Anti-Bullying Week 2021, One Kind Word. Anti-Bullying Week has a theme of one kind word. The week will begin with Odd Socks Day, which is supported by CBBC and CBeebies. Kindness is more important today than it ever has been. The isolation of last year has underlined how little acts of consideration can break down barriers and brighten the lives of people around us. This is one of the reasons that one kind word has been chosen as the theme of Anti-Bullying Week. In a world that can sometimes feel like it's filled with negativity, one kind word can provide a moment of hope. It can be a turning point. It can be a change, someone's perspective. It can change their day. It can change the course of conversation and break the cycle of bullying. Best of all, one kind word leads to another. Kindness fuels kindness. So from the playground to Parliament, and from our phones to our homes, together, our actions can fire a chain reaction that powers positivity. It starts with one kind word. It starts today.
Plant a tree. A green space in Tower Hamlets has been transformed with trees and bulbs ahead of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. The Queen's Green Canopy initiative is planting trees in socially deprived areas across the country. They're inviting people to plant a tree for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. On Saturday, they partnered with Charity Trees for Cities to plant trees and bulbs at First Green Park, which was built atop an area leveled by bombing during the Second World War. The park is located in Tower Hamlets, an area with one of the lowest tree canopy densities in London.
Instagram is testing out a brand new Take a Break feature. It aims to encourage users to take a step back from the platform by giving them reminders when they spend a certain period of time on it. It also offers tips on what people can do during their break, like taking a few breaths, writing down what they think, listening to their favourite songs, or completing something on their to-do list.
Who was Walter Tull and what did he do in the war? Walter Tull was a black professional football player and a soldier during World War I. Walter had to give up his career as a footballer to help out in the war, but he then became recognised as the first black officer to lead white British soldiers in battle. Walter's stepmother had to move Walter and his brother Edward to an orphanage in East London. He died being a soldier, saving many lives and helping many people.
Golden opportunities.
Golden opportunities. Here at Stepney All Saints, you can get involved in plenty of enrichment opportunities such as the robotics club, gardening club, K-pop club, football, badminton, netball, drama club, and many, many more.
On Monday, 8th November, the international award-winning British vocal ensemble Apollo 5 visited Stepney All Saints School. They delivered workshops to Year 7 form groups throughout the day, culminating with all Year 7s performing together during Period 5. Apollo 5 is part of the Voices 8 Foundation, a vocal music education charity that brings the power of singing to communities around the world. Have a listen.
On piano, we have Anthony in Year 10.
Me All Saints Radio.
Love, you're learning.
Hello and welcome to Love Your Learning. I am Tatiana with Kobe.
With Atara.
And today we're going to be asking them some questions. Kobe, what have you been learning in school recently?
In drama, we have been learning about a protest theatre, about Rosa Parks, who has made a tiny protest but a big change in American history.
How about you, Atara?
In maths, we've been learning how to multiply and divide fractions.
Let's put that to the test, actually. So, what is a half times by 1/9?
1/18.
Wow, good job.
Music Meister.
This was composed by VJ in Year 9 for a horror film.
In sports news today, we had the cross-country championships last Thursday. The Year 7 girls were victorious and are now borough champions. The boys' overall team came third. Then a shout-out especially to Sakura, who came third overall in the Year 7 girls cross-country, and to Kyra, who was third in the Year 10 girls cross-country. And then finally a shout-out to the Year 7 boys' football team, who were runners-up in the plate competition in the Borough Championships last Wednesday. Congratulations to all those people.
Shout-out! Who will you shout-out for?
This is a shout out for Saren in year 11 for making a good progress in the piano lesson. Also, in year 9, Ikra, she's always been great and I'm always happy to see her attending her lessons.
Shout out to Mr. Algy for always bringing in snacks to the English office.
This week is anti-bullying week, so spread some kindness. And I would also like to shout out Kayla from year 9 for being like a big sister to me.
Shout out for Mr. Holder for always being kind and helping out the performing arts team.
Shout out to Miss Ross for always having a fabulous smile on her face and being energised and ready for whatever comes her way.
Yee-haw! Reading for pleasure.
The Land of Never Endings is a novel by Kate Saunders, focusing on the loss of young people. The story focuses on the characters of Emily, who is bereaved by the death of her disabled sister Holly, and Ruth, whose 19-year-old son Danny died years before. When Holly and Danny's toys start to come to life, it brings the hope of a reunion with them as well. However, will this reunion really happen if it means that the cruelty of humanity starts to swap out with the funnest macaron? How much will he sacrifice for a chance to meet again? The death of a loved one is often overlooked, but this heartwarming and funny story makes the reader understand that it's okay to speak to people about this. Grief should never be carried alone, and that is why I would recommend this book to everyone, as it teaches you to accept death and to remember loved ones while not burdening yourself.
Big up, Stephanie All Saints.
One final thought, please remember.
One kind word leads to another. Kindness fuels kindness. It starts with one kind word. It starts today. Put down the weapons you fight with and kill them
with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.